The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
And we're on.
Welcome
to the Damon Hahn Show, episode 39.
Welcome.
That's three Baker's Dozenses.
Yeah, indeed. Finally, we can truthfully say the Bacon Dozers.
Lower, no. The mic's the right. Should be a little lower.
Okay. Hello?
Now you're louder. Congratulations.
The Baker's Dozens have reached a threesome.
What? I'm Dave.
And I'm Han.
And welcome to our podcast, voted best podcast by me right now. And not even truthfully. Because there's way, way better ones out there.
It was a first-past-the-post vote, and it didn't pass.
Of all the podcasts we're doing right now, this is the best one, right? You'd say that?
This is the best one,
or
for sure.
Or would you say it's a tie? Yeah, here we go. Another episode. Almost 40. 40, eh?
Yeah.
Do we get a prize from the internet or something for that?
I believe we do. I believe...
A car or a...
What's his face? Puts those medals on over us like in the end of Star Wars.
What's his face? Like we know his
Tim
name?
Tim Berners-Lee.
Who?
Tim Berners-Lee.
Who's that?
Isn't he the father of the internet? Father of HTML anyway?
He was in Star Wars?
Do you have any other bibs and babs?
We didn't even start Bibble Babble.
Oh, okay. Okay, do you have a bib and bab to start
with? Hold on, we forgot to introduce our third person here. Not person, our third guest. Our guest.
Bacteria.
The boob. There's a rubber boob here that will be joining us tonight.
It's probably silicone, but...
No, the outer coating.
Oh, okay.
And with a prominent nipple, right?
Possibly, yes.
Yes or no? Prominent nipple?
Prominent nipple.
You're agreeing?
I agree.
Thank you. Bibble Babble. I think I have something for Bibble Babble. Do you have anything for Bibble Babble?
I never do.
And that is a Bibble Babble for next time.
That's how the show goes.
I wrote down Rob... Oh, by the way, my voice is a little coldier.
And okay.
It's deeper. It's.
When did this happen?
Didn't I say I had a cold to you?
Yeah, but that was days ago.
Well, now it's days later, and I'm recovering nicely, but I still have a deeper than normal voice, a little more nasal.
There's a little something going on up there.
What? Rob Ford, election update. So for those of you listening who know anything about Rob Ford, and these are people who are listening currently or a few months from now, soon he'll be a distant memory, I believe.
We all hope. Fingers crossed.
So he's back. So he did coke. No, crack.
He did crack.
Well, he did everything, I think.
He did a lot of stuff, and then he went
smoked crack, lied about it, drank all the time.
He went into rehab in Muskoka.
Well, who hasn't, really, among us?
Of all places.
To our regular listeners, like A, wink, we don't have to rehash Rob Ford every single time.
Okay.
But the latest thing is, so I made this prediction, this is a little rehashing, that...
Hash away.
Rob Ford, in the upcoming election in October, it is now July, so August, September, October. What, that's already 3 months? That's it?
Yeah.
3 months, he will not be elected. I was ready to take a wager on anyone at the office. Then when he went on his rehab, I think we mentioned this in a previous episode. I was not very worried, but I was concerned. It was like
it seemed like a smart political move.
Strategic move. Anyways, now he's back, and there was a poll, not the best poll, not like a, what are the good polling companies? Gallup, something with a C something.
Craigslist.
Craigslist poll. No, it was something similar to Craigslist. It was like a phone poll for United Steelworkers or something.
Okay.
But they've asked, like, who are you going to vote for? And then the breakdown was, like, 40-something percent to John Tory.
Uh-huh.
30-something percent to the
Olivia
Asian lady. Olivia Chow. And then 22% to Rob. So he was in third of the top three.
22 is still dismaying.
Well, it doesn't matter. That means he's not getting elected.
Okay.
John Tory seems to have a surge in popularity now. But anyways, so that was good, like, because people were saying, oh no, he had a lot of support, you watch out. But this latest unverified poll said no, he doesn't. So that was comforting.
So based on that, no need to worry anymore.
Not necessarily, but it was just a good, it would have been worrisome if it was the opposite, right?
It would be, yeah.
Okay, we got to really improve our Bible babbles.
What do you want to say? He had that press conference where he got to choose who could talk and who could be there, and all the rest weren't there. And then it wasn't even like a talk about policy.
Han hates Rob Ford.
No, the hate is a strong word. I mean, it's not strong enough, obviously, but
he totally hates him. I have more.
I just don't want him to be mayor.
Well,
let him be a douchebag in his own time. And his own family money.
The funny thing is, I don't know if I mentioned this before, I hate his brother more.
his brother is, yeah.
Like,
the hand of manipulating evil.
To me, Rob Ford will lie when directly asked about something directly embarrassing, right?
Mm.
Did you smoke crack? No. Right? Are you an alcoholic? No.
Well, first of all, he'll sweat. And he'll
Doug he'll Ford jump. Lies every all the time. Everything he's saying is an exaggeration or a lie.
Yeah.
I just hate it.
He just lies straight to your face, and he, yeah. They're two brutes who do not belong in
City
Hall.
Big brutes, big fellas.
I don't want to pick on their weight.
Why not?
Well, seems
Han weighs 420 pounds.
I'm working on it. I think I lost a tenth of a pound the other day.
That's not funny. The second thing I have for Bibble Babble is about skateboards. So as many of you know, not true, I've got into skateboarding last year in the fall, and I'm a slightly portly fellow who's more advanced in age than the typical skateboardist.
You have a high skill in
age. I'm definitely over 30. It's like, and like, a lot over 30.
You're really good at aging.
Yeah. So it's really, really fun, okay? I suggest everyone try it, no matter what your age is.
But you start out with a longboard.
Okay, yeah. I'm now with a medium short board right now.
Okay.
It's like a regular board size, but narrower than a retro medium type thing. It's narrower than most. Anyways, it's really fun. I enjoy it. I live and work downtown, and I use it to go to work on days it's not raining. It's fun deluxe. Mm-hmm. It's very satisfying. It's such a good feeling. But the problem is, I feel like it's just a countdown to a terrible injury. Like, every minute I don't fall and really hurt myself is like a win. But for sure, like, it's almost inevitable that I will, if I keep it up, I will severely injure myself, possibly die.
Now, are you worried just about, like, colliding with a car, just hitting the cement?
Anything. Like, there's so many possibilities.
Okay.
Because,
like,
it seems like when you're in your teens, you can easily, like, laugh that off, like, unless a hot car hits you. But, I mean, if you just fall on your head, you're like, whoops, all your bones, like, don't care, they just grow and everything. But when you get older, it's different.
Right. Hence why you mentioned the portly part. Because you're worried about that all the extra momentum.
Okay, I'm not like gigantic.
No.
I'm overweight by 20, 25 pounds. I'm no Dom DeLuise. What? I'm no Ruben Studdard.
Is that a young man's joke?
Ruben Studdard. Is he alive?
I don't know. Yeah.
Do you know who he is?
No.
He was American Idol winner or runner-up. Maybe he won against Clay Aiken, or they were other way around.
I never watched any of those shows, to be honest.
One of them's fat, one of them's gay. I think we're sidetracked here.
Skateboarding.
Anyway,
good,
so
but dangerous. Potentially lethal.
Yes, and It's almost like...
Well, you don't wear a helmet, which I'm still surprised that you don't do that.
But I don't do tricks. I don't do tricks.
Yeah, but that could save you from the debilitating, like, head injury.
I don't think... I don't go very fast.
Like, doesn't matter.
It does matter.
You could just fall on your ass where you're standing, and if you hit your head...
I have fallen on my ass.
And if you hit your head first on something...
But I disagree with you.
The whole
For
point,
example, do you wear a helmet when you walk?
No.
Because you could fall on your ass.
Yeah, but you're on wheels.
Do you
That's
wear a helmet
slippery.
When you jog? Like, do joggers wear helmets?
No.
They should, shouldn't they?
No. Well,
Why?
Well, I don't know. I don't think like, so.
There's... Ideally, yes. Everyone who's moving should wear a helmet, right? And ideally, every skateboarder wear
no,
a helmet.
No, but you're moving faster. You're actually not steady on your feet.
I'm always standing on my feet if I'm standing.
Steady.
Oh, steady?
Yeah.
I am pretty steady.
I'm just saying it could... Especially for you, you only have how many hours? Well, how many months of skateboarding experience?
Like left in my life?
How many months of skateboarding experience do you have? That's what I'm asking. To get to this point where you're saying it's fun and you're not worried about having to wear a helmet. Four. Okay.
I really don't go fast. Like, you know, like, I just think because you haven't been on the board with me to know.
Thankfully.
Like, the
I've
casual
turned down every offer.
Downtown skateboarder, none of them wear a helmet. Like, none of them. There's not even one person.
Okay.
And have you heard any news story in the last ever where a skateboarder died? Because that'd be a great story.
The skateboarders have died.
In Toronto. Okay. Who was the last
but
one you learned?
But most of them were like because they were going down the street and they got hit by a car.
Okay, right. Well, when was the last time you heard about a skateboarder who died? Like
I'm
in
not,
the news?
The thing is like death is one extreme, but you could just hit your head and get a concussion, which is... You know, it's not terrible, but a helmet could have prevented it.
No.
Or at least alleviated it.
Don't you know that helmets do not prevent concussions?
Well, they could help, maybe.
You don't even know what a concussion is. There's a whole skeptic thing on this.
Right, yeah.
Anyways.
But you don't think a helmet would help?
It was the overall point, though. No, a helmet definitely would help. But it's almost, like, again, but it's the same thing for jogging or walking would help. Right? It helps more for skateboarding, but not enough to warrant it.
Okay, that's your theory.
That is my theory.
It is. But you're talking about how you're scared of you're going to get injured, and yet you don't want to wear a helmet.
No, I'm talking about just if I fall on my bum, which I did once, my hip might break.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like someone in their teens' hip won't break. But someone older might break.
Okay.
And if I was like in my 50s or 60s or 70s, it would for sure break.
Shatter. Okay. I got you.
I should say if I was in my 40s, 50s or 60s. okay. So anyways, that was my babble. So the
skating
overall thing
is fun.
It's so much fun.
Skating
but
is
it
fun.
It seems like every minute I'm just cheating death or cheating injury.
Cheating serious injury.
But we all die, so a big whoop.
Sometimes it comes sooner than later.
Han.
What can you do?
I don't know. Okay, how about you do one of these Han leads one kind of thing?
Is that the bibs and babs?
Those are my two babs, Rob Ford and skateboarding. I'd like to see that happen. Rob Ford skateboarding?
Never. Never. I bet you right now it'll never happen.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, done.
What if you bet me like $5,000, and I offered him $4,000 for one, like for 10 seconds to do it for, and he'll get $4,000. So you're still.
I don't want to. How is that? Like,
I think what you're saying
if
is,
I force Rob Ford to do the thing that
he's not forced. It's his decision.
If I pay him $2 million so that Han can...
So what you meant was, I'll bet you he won't do that. I'll never see that. A small bet.
Well, obviously you could influence the outcome by taking such steps.
Okay.
You're just trying to catch me in this, like... Anyway, that's just silly. David, shall we do our famous segment...
Nerd alert!
No.
Fakey five. I'm going first. I have to go for first.
Okay, first of all, we should explain to those of you who are new, who may just be tuning in.
Do that, please.
While you load up, sure. Fakey five, we pick a topic. We each pick a topic, and we state five facts, five factoids, five little trivia bits. Four of them are true, as according to Wikipedia or other sources, and one of them is made up. And we read them out to the other player, and you at home can try to guess as well which one was the made-up one. It is partially based, or mostly based, on Skeptic's Guide.
Yeah. And psychic ability.
Science or fiction. David?
I'm going first.
Okay, go first.
Now, if you recall what I did last time...
I don't.
I had Muppet names.
Right. And I got it wrong, even though I was
Well, here's your time for redemption.
Okay.
This week,
redemption.
More official Muppets.
What? You did the same thing as you did last week?
Yeah, why not? That's how we haven't done that before.
Yeah, because it's lame to do the same thing twice.
No, this is brilliant. This is your chance of redemption.
No, it's not. Okay.
It is.
What? Okay, how is it redemption?
Why are you mad at me?
I'm disappointed that you picked something we already did.
But that was the brilliance of it. Because we haven't done that before. It's a continuation, almost. It's like Fakey 10.
You're breaking ground.
Yes.
Breaking my podcast.
Why are you always so full of rage? Okay, so I'm going to name five Muppet names, official Muppet names.
Deja vu.
And one of them I made up. Here we go. Number one, Funny Penny.
Sounds real.
Number two, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew.
Obviously real.
Okay, good. Number three, Chick.
Chick?
Chick.
Just like a baby chick chick?
C-H-I-C-K. No photo help required. Number four, Lenny the Lizard.
Sounds real.
And number five, Crazy Harry. I'll repeat them again.
Tough.
Funny Penny, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew, Chick, Lenny the Lizard, and Crazy Harry.
I'm going to go Crazy Harry.
That's what you're going with? Or
No. I'm
going
to pick...
I have to cough. I'm going to...
I was just trying to verify the last name. Bunsen Honeydew, I think we all know, or at least those of us who know the Muppets. Chick is a strange one. Like, why would a Muppet just be named Chick? That seems so uncharacteristic.
Maybe it's a baby chicken.
It could be.
Not a slut.
It could just be a generic name they gave one of the chickens. So I am maybe one of Gonzo's chickens. But anyway, I'm going to go. I'm kind of between Funny Penny and Crazy Larry.
Harry.
Crazy Harry. Okay. Crazy Harry. But in this case, I'm going to go with Funny Penny. Oh, yes!
Damn it, I thought that was such a good one.
It was a good one. Well done.
I thought you were for sure going to get it wrong.
Redemption is mine. Yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Man. I thought all the other four were... if you read it to me, I would go, okay, Funny Penny for sure is correct. I don't trust... Maybe check, maybe. And the other three, no way you're making
them
up.
You didn't know about Dr. Bunsen Honeydew?
No.
Oh. Because... That's the doctor who works with Meeper or Beeper or...
God, that's why what's his name? He was listed right next to that doctor I knew.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Beaker.
Come on, Crazy Harry.
Crazy Harry, he's probably like a Carl Stone.
Shut up. Okay, what's yours?
David, you may have heard in the news recently, if you read the news like I do every day, about...
I do not.
Joey Chestnut.
A squirrel?
He's a real man who recently was the winner of the 2014 Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest.
I should mute my phone.
He ate 68 hot dogs, including the bun, in 10 minutes for this contest to win. Now, these are... I'm going to read out five other records that he holds in food eating. And maybe you can pick out the one that I just made up and he never did. As far as we know.
How did you get Funny Penny? It was such a clever pun.
It was really good. I told you, it was between that and Mr. Harry.
Like, you'd think that they made a James Bond type puppet, and then Funny Penny would be like his assistant.
I have to admit, the chick was the one that was, I was so, like, almost going to pick, too.
Oh, but why didn't you?
I just assumed.
Did you see my, I had an asterisk next to the, did you look?
No, of course not.
I didn't actually have an asterisk.
Okay. Remember, 68 hot dogs in 10 minutes. So,
my personal record, by the way, is one. No, two.
That's impressive, eating, including the bun. Number one, he once ate 12.8 pounds of deep-fried asparagus in 10 minutes. Number two, 78 matzo balls in 8 minutes. 119 pierogies in 8 minutes. 70 bratwursts in 10 minutes. I looked this up. These are kind of like smaller hot dogs.
I already know the answer.
Okay. 141 hard-boiled eggs in
pierogies.
Why?
That's what I say is fake.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
You're right. Did you read it off my face?
No, I did not. No.
Oh.
I just, the list. Okay, first of all, the first one, like, I can't picture you making up. Read them again.
I don't want to.
Matzo ball. You said the first one was deep-fried asparagus, then matzo balls. I could not imagine you making those up. The third one was some, like, the pierogies was like, if he's making one up, that sounds very, like, then the bratwursts, I don't think you'd go with another wiener. The last one was
141 hard-boiled eggs.
That sounds like a definite challenge.
So you just think about the food, but you're not actually thinking about, like, these disgusting amounts that he's eating. And
no,
like, these,
you're right. I just went with food. Hard-boiled eggs, I'm sure there are eating contests.
Just think about it. 141 hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes. That is disgusting.
And I feel bad when I have 3 eggs at breakfast.
I was impressed by this. Like, it's almost 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes. That's like a hot dog every 10 seconds.
This guy dies every week, right? I don't know what that means. Okay, we have a double win on, what is it called? Who's that fakie? No,
fakie five. Fakie five.
Well, I think it's a time to joke.
Joke me.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Well, you gotta hand it to blind prostitutes.
What? What's the hand part? I don't get it.
You gotta hand it to blind prostitutes.
So, are you saying you're handing the money to blind prostitute?
No, your penis. How did you not get that? That is so funny. Are you drunk?
I am a little, but still, I just...
Wow. I thought you'd be on the floor laughing for 39 minutes. Listeners laugh.
I will start laughing later, maybe.
We're almost done.
No, we're not. since we're on a little jokey streak, here's my joke. It's not a joke. It's how tweet it is. This week's how tweet it is, or whatever you want to... This episode's how tweet it is.
Hold on, let me mention my tweet. Not to compete with your how tweet it is.
It won't.
The what? No, the one that I recently did that was a Rodney Dangerfield quote, which I found funny.
Okay.
And this quote was, "My wife and I have been happy for 20 years, and then we met." No, my wife and I were happy for 20 years, and then we met. Everyone did. Go on.
How tweet it is. This one's by Michael_Underscore.
Is that your new word or phrase?
I just said it, so I guess it is. _ Earhart. Michael Earhart, June 27th, and his tweet is, "My time machine has seen better days."
That's very similar to how tweet it is. See, I got that from a Reddit thread on best, like, shortest joke or something.
Oh, I see.
And they were all, that was...
Like a one line, like 8 words.
Yeah, yeah, kind of thing. There were so many hilarious ones.
Okay.
I will pick the next 10 weeks or 10 episodes from that thread.
Dave, have you a bookie look?
Do I?
A look for the book? A C's for
do
the
you?
Page?
I assume you do. Okay, so I have two.
Two?
I read a lot.
You do.
First time, let's talk about this silkworm. Huh?
Who?
Do you know what that is?
Personal.
Do you know that book?
No. Silkworm, is it based on silkwood?
You are drunk. This book is the second in a series by Robert Galbraith or something, who is actually J.K. Rowling, the Harry Potter chick, writing under an assumed name.
And who is she outed by? She was outed by her publisher or something dumb like that?
The Advocate magazine. No. it was probably just... I don't think she was outed. I think it was all arranged. Anyways, what's the first one called? The first one was called Cuckoo's Calling. It was an amazing book. 9.5 out of 10.
9.5?
Yeah. Like the
weeks. What's a 10 for you?
Coco by Peter Straub.
Okay.
And maybe The Stand by
Stephen King. That is a long time ago.
The Stand by Stephen King. Both around the same time.
I read The Stand and I liked it.
And Swan Song, Robert R. McGammon.
Didn't read that one.
Which is like The Stand, actually. Oh, Devil's Advocate by David Liss.
These are all 10s?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I could probably have a bunch more, too.
Okay. But maybe that's another time.
Maybe that's another segment.
Yeah.
Our best... Oops. I just...
The tens.
Dislocated my mic.
Welcome to the tens.
Anyway, so The Silkworm, I would rate 8.5. Wasn't as good overall. Well, I didn't enjoy it as much as I enjoyed Cuckoo's Calling.
Is it a series?
Well, yeah. There's the same... Like, it's a detective thing. This is the same characters. Detective and his assistant.
Okay.
And there's a lot of... side story of their lives and relationships, which I really, really like. Like, it's her style, like, her writing style is so amazing that the mystery itself is almost a side note to their advancement of their lives kind of thing. And the mystery of this one was a bit confusing. I don't know, hard to explain. Maybe because I'm dumb, but there's a bunch of, like, characters / suspects and their relationships that got confused in the middle and stuff, and there's a lot to take in terms of the plot of the mystery. So that's why, but it's still an excellent book. 8.5 out of 10 is a great book. And the who did it was a total surprise and like tricked
me. Well, thanks for spoiling it.
Yeah, so very good book. And now I'm currently reading The Martian, which was recommended by...
I don't know who.
I did a gesture pointing to Han, like as if he was about to name it.
As if you at home could know what just happened.
By George Rabb.
Ah.
On his podcast.
The Rabber.
And it's about this guy who ends up stranded on Mars, and the rest of the crew thinks he's dead, and how he survives, if he survives. Because it's like a journal.
And you haven't finished it.
So I'm at 24%. The first 20% or 18% was very tech... Like, it's very, very technical on literally how you should survive on Mars. Like, it was all about chemistry and how you'd make air, oxygen, and
so
food.
So it's educational.
Yeah, it's very educational. It's like a university course in the first 10%. And it was getting too much. It was like, okay, whatever. And then it cuts to Earth.
Where I love like, to cut to Earth.
So there's new characters and like talking about what happened to that guy. And it got
Whatever happened to that guy.
Then it got better. Like, and then it really improved. And then it went back to him. And now it's not all chemistry. It's getting really, really good. I'm at like a quarter of the way through. So if you are reading it, or like,
just, are there ghosts involved?
Not yet, but not implied. So if you are reading it, it's technical at the beginning, and if you like that, then you'll orgasmate everywhere. Oh wait, I ruined my new word phrase. No. Anyway, so it's picking up, getting really good. I'm really good. It's interesting. Like it's a book designed that you want to get to the end and know what happens, kind of thing, right away. So.
What happens at the end?
I haven't read that far. Those are my bookie looks. Han, you have something you want to tell us?
I have a bookie look. Mine is Lawrence Krauss's Hiding in the Mirror, The Quest for Alternate Realities.
Speaking of boring.
He's an American theoretical physicist and cosmologist. We actually saw him talk. Were you there for the talk? He did, like, simplifying physics, math, equations.
He's a very engaging fella.
Yeah, he's like he's like the physics professor you wish you had, who like makes stuff fun.
I had the physics professor I wish I had, Ping Lai. Shout out to Ping Lai.
Was he at Waterloo?
Thornley Physics? No, Thornley High School.
Okay.
He really got me into physics.
And
he was like one of my two or three best professors.
Sidebar: did you end up writing the SIN contest, SIN Newton contest?
What?
For Waterloo? It was like a physics contest.
No. I didn't do any contests at Waterloo. I was doing all the math ones at Thornley.
Okay.
We should talk about this maybe not live. Even though it's not live.
It's a book that covers the science of extra dimensions.
Hold on, is this our boring episode ever?
Yes.
Okay.
And the nature of discovery. Here's a choice quote from the book. String theory might instead do for observational cosmology what it has thus far done for experimental elementary particle physics, namely nothing.
Now it's the boringest episode ever.
Bam. It's
so
a good book.
Not
I
play
enjoy
with string.
It.
Can we still play Cat's Cradle?
What?
What's with Cat's string. Cradle? Will you do that?
So I took physics in university.
Nerd alert.
Yeah, and I've forgotten a lot of it. And this book
equals CM squared.
Like, it's like a it's good that you learn physics, but you also learn the history behind how these things were.
Wow, old physics
came to
keep
be discovered.
Sorry, I mean stop talking.
What?
I'm drunk. What?
It's old and recent physics. It covers a lot of cosmology.
Hey, let's say hi right now to David H.
David H.
Hope you're enjoying Hans. What's that stupid game called that I hate?
What?
I have to be more specific. Hope you're enjoying playing Han on the Hearthstone.
We haven't played each other. He's ranked higher than me.
Oh, you just said he's good because he's ranked. I thought you played him and he annihilated you. This is getting the worst. Okay.
But the thing is,
the boringest
like,
episode ever.
Okay, well, if we want to sidebar again, this is the nerd alert for those of you at home. We're going to talk a little about Hearthstone, the Blizzard collectible card trading online game, I guess. And David H., one of Dave's friends. Anyway, he's ranked higher than me, but I don't concentrate on ranking. I concentrate more on the arena, which doesn't give you rankings. I usually don't. I don't play too much of ranked play, which is where you build the deck you play with. In arena, the other type of game you can play, you get a random assortment of cards.
Do you have to fight tigers too?
You fight all kinds of creatures.
Okay.
Was that your arena joke,
Han?
Oh, Mike.
Would you rather?
I would rather not hear that joke.
Ouch.
Go ahead.
Now. I guess I got this from The Martian. Would you rather... Don't look at your phone. Look at me.
Okay, I'm just queuing up my next
my
segment.
My eyes are over here, Han.
Whew.
Are they? This is our worst episode.
I made my decision.
Is this... I really think this is our worst episode.
Okay, just go with your thing.
No, really. This is...
Why do you keep stopping to comment on how good or bad the episode
is?
Hold on.
I think it's our...
Just trot along.
Boringest episode.
Oh.
Would you rather travel to Mars? So it'll take 25 years to go there and back, and you'll be on there on the surface for whatever.
We did this already, but okay.
When did we do this?
We talked about going to Mars in a would you rather.
Don't make me look it up.
We did.
Okay, well, I'm comparing it to a different thing then.
Okay.
Travel to Mars, 25... No, we were talking about living on Mars, like never coming back.
Yeah.
This time you're coming back.
Okay.
Bro.
All right.
Travel to Mars, 25 years, then you return. Or have your body's... Oh, I'm missing a word here. Or
what?
Have your body's aging reversed for years.
So I'll live 4 years longer on
Not
Earth.
Not necessarily. You're,
what?
You might live 4 years longer. What do you mean? Who knows when you how
but
long you'll
live? What does this reverse mean? I'll appear 4 years
your
younger?
Your body goes 4 years back in terms of cell growth.
So I'll have 4 more years.
You have the potential for 4 more years.
Okay, potential for 4 more years.
Four more years.
Or have this... This is an interesting one, because it's like, yeah, who wouldn't want to live, potentially, four more years?
Right.
I assume it's not going to result in, like, a deadly cancer and I die in two years.
No.
Or go to... Yeah, go... Mars, which would be like this life-changing event.
So you're also guaranteed not to die or anything. Like, you make it, you come back.
I won't see the ghosts, and
I don't know.
Making the ghosts of Mars joke.
That's terrible. He's trying to make it, it's worse.
But the thing is, like...
The 4 years doesn't guarantee you four more years, right?
25 years is a lot of time to spend
so
on this endeavor.
Your adulthood would be taken up by that.
Yeah. I would return an old, gaunt, possibly miserable man. Probably miserable.
Well, look.
Am I going alone?
It won't be like the travel to Mars. It won't
Do
be
I get
negative.
To bring a partner?
You wouldn't regret it by the time you come back. What?
Do I get to bring a partner? Am I going alone? What's the story here?
Here's the story. You're going with a crew. So you might hook up. I don't know. You probably would.
So
eh?
I can't bring, if I happen to have a partner,
every possible,
I can't
hold on. Every possible sexual combination, gay and straight, will happen over the 25 years for sure. Don't you think?
No, not necessarily.
Who's going to be like, okay, I'm going to be celibate for 25 years because I love my wife.
Okay, but I'm not. But why would I have a gay experience? Why would? Why are you even suggesting that?
I don't know. What happens in Mars stays in Mars. I'm not saying you're gonna have a gay experience. I'm just saying it's possible. That's all.
Okay.
Should I say another or just a gay? Okay. So which? What are you picking?
That's hard to pick. This is a tough one.
I know. I put thought into this one.
25 years is a long time.
The question is, how much value do you put into going to another planet in your life?
It's pretty high for me. And I do get to do, like, I assume I still get to, like,
communicate
read
with
and do internet and do all the normal stuff. I'm not...
You'll be away from everyone you know and love. And me.
And hate. You forgot that. Is this going to happen?
I can't say.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'll take the Mars trip.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Why not?
Congratulations.
When do I go?
Thursday.
Dave, this one's not at all related. Would you rather that there was a zombie apocalypse, just like in the movies? Zombies are real, and people are getting bitten all over the place.
Or I get 4 years to get my life.
And there's an outbreak. People are getting turned into zombies everywhere, and it's a mad rush to like try to find a safe place to live or run away. Or World War III, or whatever you want to call it, breaks out, speaking of world wars, and you're conscripted as a soldier to fight.
This is the first ultimately negative...
Not necessarily. You could win in both scenarios, in theory. You could survive. It's just an arduous journey where
death
is...
So I'm fighting for Canada?
Sorry?
I'm fighting for Canada.
Yeah, let's say Canada. We could also say the Allied forces, but we'll say Canada. I don't know where Canada will sit in the next World War, but I assume on the Allied side, the old NATO forces are probably going to stick together.
I will go with the Allied forces, the war.
You'll take your chances with bullets.
Yeah, because I think in previous wars, it's not like, I think a low percentage of actual soldiers die, but in a zombie apocalypse...
What? World War II?
Okay, what percentage of soldiers died? You don't know.
Maybe for Canada, not that high, but a lot of people died.
No, what percentage of all the soldiers that are in combat died?
I don't know.
Okay.
I assume a large
percentage. I picked the World War.
But you just think the zombies are much more dangerous and troublesome.
I just think even if you live, it's going to be a shitty life.
I should have mentioned, there could be nuclear elements in this war as well. So there'll be fallout and mutants.
But are they nuking the soldiers or are they nuking just big cities or whatever?
Both, I guess.
What, do you have their plans?
Okay, you chose to be a soldier, and I'm slightly proud.
Thank you. Okay, well, let's do some shitty things like celebrity quotes.
Do it.
In salute of me mentioning Rob Ford earlier. Okay, you're paying attention now?
Yes, of course.
This is the famous Rob's edition of celebrity quotes. I like to have a theme. The quote is, James Gandolfini gave the greatest performance in the history of television. He was also a kind man. Condolences to his family.
Okay, so...
Who said that? Was it Rob Reiner?
Rob Reiner?
Rob Schneider?
Rob Schneider?
Or Rob Lowe?
These are all unlikely Robs. I'm going to say Rob Reiner.
It was Rob Lowe.
I knew it couldn't be Schneider. The Schneidster.
And now, just to get this over with, this segment that took 14 years in the making. We're at 40 minutes.
Ill.
Dangerous wager.
Dangerous wager.
Are you ready?
Am I
this
ever?
This one has a... What's 2 times 3?
6.
Times 4?
6 times 4? 24.
Times 5 is almost 125. So minus... So 120. Times 6. So about...
720.
You have a 1 in 720 chance of winning $1 million right now. This okay. is the most dangerous wager I've ever done. My lawyer said do not do this one. My accountant certainly said not do it.
Your cat said...
I don't have a cat. I have a parrot. Are you ready?
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a series of math questions that are all the same. Not literally.
What? Why do you love to test my math skills when I am drinking?
You got to tell me which letter
what?
Is correct.
Which letter? Oh, so these are the okay. answers are A, so B, C, D.
In the first, exactly. And it starts off with 2 answers, then 3, then 4, then 5, then 6.
So the 50-50. Oh, I see. Okay.
Each time you have 3 seconds to answer.
So I got to pick immediately.
And it's basically impossible for you to know. Okay. But let's give it a whirl. So if you get past the first one, we go to the second one. See, first you have a 50% chance of proceeding. Ready? They're all, which of these numbers is divisible by, and then a number, okay? The first one, which of these numbers, 2 numbers, is divisible by 14? Ready? So I'm going to say the 2 choices, count to 3, and you're going to tell me which letter.
Count to 3 silently.
A. 568 or B, 728?
728.
Correct. Did you just guess? Obviously. Okay, I'm worried. Now there's only like a 1 in 300 and something, or 350. I'm freaked out right now.
Okay.
You know how long it took me to get $1 million?
What do you care? We're going to be on Mars.
This is the worst segment for a listener at home to listen to.
I know, because who wants to hear math questions being done?
Not even math questions, like the stupidest. Let's go over quickly. Ready? Number 2. Which of these numbers is divisible by 71?
Oh, okay.
A, 1,633. B, 3,833. Or C, 3,133.
Let's go second one. B.
Game's over.
Was it C?
It was A. just to say, the next category was divisible by 109, then divisible by 53, and finally divisible by 123.
What, there's 3 more? Oh, my goodness. Okay. And you were worried about that?
Do you understand how close you came to winning $1 million? You had a 1 in 350 chance.
Okay.
Okay, thank God we got that over with.
If you... okay.
Start a segment. Go.
I think it's time for our funsies threat that we call triple threat.
You're tipsy. Triple threat.
Triple threat, wherein we both read a list of items based on a... I don't know what we do.
We say something, a topic, and then we each give 3 funny answers.
3 did you write down the topic? Serious answers. These are, what did you call them? The new...
New colored cards. So the World Cup of soccer is going on currently.
And the final...
Brazil, holy shit.
The final is Sunday.
Saturday's the semifinal or semifinals?
Something like that.
I think
yeah.
so, yeah. Brazil got raped. No. They were doing very well, and then they just got annihilated recently, and the whole country just closed down.
There were a lot of tears were shed.
Yes. So we just found out that the next World Cup in 2018 in Russia, they, you know how currently they have the yellow card and the red card as penalty things, whatever? They're introducing some new cards, new colors. And we saw the list.
Yep.
Hold on.
Privy to us.
And we're just going to name some of them. Hopefully we didn't name the same ones.
Hopefully we didn't use the same colors, but
okay, so
whatever.
What? Yeah, you're right, because if we have this, and most likely we will have a color overlap.
who's to say that a card can't be used more than once?
Yeah, exactly.
The same, whatever.
There's at least...
It's FIFA. They can do what they want.
Exactly. Fucking assholes. I'll start, I guess?
Sure.
Okay, this is surprising. A player can get the yellow card for urinating wildly to distract the goalie.
They already have a yellow card.
But it was just...
They're going to use it again for
orange
another purpose.
And, what was it?
Yellow and red.
Oh, I fucked that up.
You should have said orange or anything. But
no, it's yellow because it's pee.
I understand.
We all understand. I'm so dumb. There was yellow and red. I swear I thought it was orange and red, which is too close to cut. Too close. I ruined this second totally.
Triple threat.
Mine's dual threat, by the way.
This one I thought was really interesting, and I thought very progressive of them. They're going to have a new white card, and that's when the player's race doesn't match the country stereotype.
Stereotype?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, opposite to that, they will hand the black card to anyone having an accomplice turn off the stadium lights just as you attempt a goal.
Yes, that's a common problem. I'm glad FIFA are working to fix that.
Exactly, because you know how many games are ruined by that? And the color matches the action.
They say it's tradition, but I disagree.
See, I'll mind the color matches the action.
I understand.
Okay.
Here's a nice one. I'm glad they're introducing this. It's the blue card, and that's when a player does not exhibit enough joy when they score.
Okay, so you had a hilarious first one.
That's right.
By the way, they already have a blue card.
Okay.
No, I made you think. Huh? Okay, this was surprising to me. You'll get a pink card for fellating a ref during penalty kicks. Because pink is gay,
and
fellating is gay.
Except pink's...
Again, I matched.
Whatever.
Hold on, no. A woman fellating a man is not gay. Or is it? Okay, go on.
Well, this one I'm... I don't agree with them, but anyway, they're going to introduce...
This is our best triple threat, because it's so... Like, the fun of saying these are ones we've read is what makes it so much fun.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't 100% agree with FIFA for this one.
It's already funny.
It's a... Why would you bring that up? It's a magenta card, and that's when a player does not use both hands to plead his case.
Wow, so you had a hilarious just first one, and then it just went downhill.
That, that was
single
threat.
Single threat is what we should call it.
Okay, well.
Okay.
One out of three threat.
We should follow this thing where we're stating facts, not giving our best jokey answer. Like that was
of course.
Good,
yeah.
Okay. Hey, Han, I have a quick question for you.
Oh.
What's happening?
What's happening indeed? Am I doing what's happening?
I have one too.
Okay.
But I'm asking you what's happening.
Okay, so as I may have mentioned in a previous podcast, I play a lot of Hero Academy, which is done by Robot Entertainment. They also do Orcs Must Die. That's their other big brand
game.
And
I agree with that.
You agree. It's a popular sentiment these days that orcs must die.
Although in the Gothic series, you befriended various orcs.
Ew. But as of the last couple of years, it's become obvious that
orcs must not die.
Hero Academy has become abandoned. There's no updates.
What? For
abandoned.
Oh, okay.
There's been no updates. There's been no new races.
Get to the fucking app, please.
So it's buggy
50
now.
50 minutes already.
You have
seven new segments.
It's so buggy now. It's like, I still play it, but it's painful to play.
If it was working fine and no updates, how has it gotten buggier? I don't get that.
Well, the thing is like, you play through a server, right? And the server is like, whatever, they're not paying for network traffic or whatever. It's just your turns fail. It's like, there's not enough network traffic.
Bugs and problems.
It could be both. It's probably network.
What was the other one?
But anyway, so they've stopped supporting it, at least on that. In any case, the play experience is not good anymore. Did you ask for your money back?
Well, you never paid for it, of course.
No, of course I paid. You have to pay for
Hog bought an app. Newsflash. Hog bought an app.
It's such a good game. I've gotten well more than like the four whatever dollars.
Can
or
you
$5
put this
put
Academy on your resume?
You can put it on. They have a Steam version. You can play it on Steam.
That's absolutely unrelated to the joke question I asked you.
I understand, and it was not funny. So now, what's happening?
I just called it a joke. By definition,
playing
it's funny.
What? A game called Outwitters, which I feel like is a reasonable
Outwitters.
Outwitters, like outwit,
right.
And then you outwitter. You can be an outwitter, and you outwit other players, and then you play matches where you have like little. It's a turn-based game where you move a bunch of units on a map. It's kind of like Advanced Wars.
I moved a unit this morning. You know what I mean?
And you can buy races just like in Hero Academy. It's not as tactical as Hero
Academy.
Buy
races? Is this like a slavery thing? I'm confused.
Exactly like that. And you move units around, and you try to beat up the other guy or his units or his base.
I beat a guy's unit once. It was a lot of fun.
That's an app that's neither here nor there. Anyway, Outwitters. So, I would suggest trying it. You can play for free with one race.
How much does that cost?
But there's three other races. Each of them cost $2 each.
Is Latino any of those three races?
It's all the races, in fact.
I'll tell you what's happening.
Why don't you tell me?
Now, this is I don't think we mentioned this before, and it's a game we've played countless times.
Ooh.
And just in case our listeners don't know, it's called 10-Pin Shuffle.
Blast from the past.
Codename Shuffle Puck. forget the past. It's currently available. It's a really fun game.
How old is that game, though? It's like at least
four or 5 years. But it's up, you know, it's supported, updated. There's a recent update, I think, in May. And it's so much fun. It's ideally played two player. Well, there's two sides to it. There's bowling, and then there's.
But it's both the same, like, board, as it were, or the shuffle
board.
Yeah.
On one end, there's pins, or there's a zone for a shuffleboard game. And we play, like, the shuffleboard's the fun one.
The interface
one.
Is so good. There's, like, really good physics.
So
shot
it's amazing
is, like,
physics.
Yeah.
And so each get five pucks. And, like, curling, except, like, official shuffleboard, you want to get the furthest to the end, then you get points or whatever. So two players play it. You hand the phone or the iPod. Or the iPod? Yeah, iPad.
iOS device.
Or the tablet. Phone or tablet. You can play it on. It's available for iPhone and Android. Obviously not BlackBerry. That's not true. It might be. Windows Phone.
Who knows?
Sorry, Warren. What?
Huh?
Huh?
Who?
It's just a great game. So if you like playing games in person with other people, it's like we played tens, if not 100. Is that a... That's probably too much. Tens
Maybe.
Of games of it.
Tens of games for sure.
We should play it right now, actually. But let's finish the podcast. We're 53 minutes. We're like so over time.
How is that over time?
Because
it's still under.
No, but we
technically
have,
still under.
We only did half the segments. How's that for over time or under time?
Whatever.
And how about now? I have a new word or phrase.
Do the word or phrase.
Do you have one?
No.
Okay. This came up in discussion with David H. I won't say his first name. His full first name. The new word or phrase for me for this episode is foodiot.
Foodiot?
Yes.
Like a foodie but an idiot?
Yes, because I'm a foodiot.
Oh, I see. What does that mean?
I don't know anything about food. There's so many... First of all, I've tasted like 3% available foods. That's probably higher than normal. I don't understand, like, people talk about cumin and various things. I don't know what they are. I don't understand.
You're very restrictive in what you'll be willing to sit down and ingest.
Or stand. It doesn't matter. I know so little about food. I know even less about world foods.
Is this you? This is your upbringing? Is this because
it's 'cause I'm
something
weird.
Happened?
No, I'm just weird.
What about your siblings?
They're not. They
your
love
parents?
All foods. They love food. Well, my parents...
Did your parents ever make you eat something that you actually didn't want to eat?
Yeah, all the time. As a kid...
And then when you got to university or
Carbonado?
Whatever,
hello?
When you moved out, you...
I went on my own path.
you figured out the
like,
exact...
I tried tuna 10 years ago and stuck with it. That's like the only seafood I like. Whatever. The point is, I know so little about food. I don't... Like, there's
you're
common
willful,
words
but
of
you're
food.
Willfully ignorant. It's not like you're sheltered. It's that you actually
no,
don't want
mostly,
to know.
Exactly.
You don't
so
want
I'm
to even try experience.
It's a great word. A foodie is someone who's like likes to try new foods, loves
seeks
foods.
It out.
I'm the opposite. I'm a foodiet.
Okay, noted.
I wish you liked that one.
I think it's okay.
I hate you. No, I'll tell you what I actually hate. No, go on.
We did. Would you rather? Oh, I have a new segment. Very quickly.
Okay, what is it? What's it called?
It's And Now a Netflix Fix.
So these are tricks and tips to use Netflix.
No.
Oh.
It's just a show on Netflix that I'm really enjoying, or a movie. But in this case, it's a show.
We had the opposite of this. We had a Netflix fuck when I talked about Doctor Who earlier.
Right, in person. I mean, off air.
Off air.
So my Netflix fix for this this episode is Death Note.
Death Note.
Currently available in U.S. and Canada Netflix. I don't know about the other Netflix countries.
Probably
regions.
Brazil. Brazil has everything.
Maybe.
Because you know about Morflix.
No.
We didn't talk about that?
No.
Okay, let me just interrupt for a moment. There's a website called Morflix where you type in something you want to see. And it tells you which Netflix region or which other service like Hulu or whatever has it.
I see.
So there's a lot of movies that I thought were not available on Netflix.
But it turns out other countries...
Brazil seems to have most of them. They have the most lax, digital distribution rights. So Moreflix, like Moreflix.
So, but interesting. But then wouldn't you have the problem if you subscribe to that... You'd see everything in Brazilian or no?
What?
They have Brazilian subtitles?
No, they all seem to have the
English.
The English as and whatever other country you might be in.
Interesting.
As a subtitle.
I'm going to look into this. Morflix. Yeah. Well, you just chumped my Netflix fix. But so, what I was going to suggest is Death Note. Death Note. Death Note. It's a...
Okay, is it...
Anime series about this.
Sorry, did you say anime?
Anime.
Okay, I'm out of here.
No.
Thanks, everybody.
Anywhere. Okay.
See you. I'm joking.
It's an adult content. It's not like
boobs.
Adult content, but it's a mature content. Well, it's not mature content. It's about this notebook. It's not, the premise is silly, but it's really well done. It's about this notebook this high school student finds, and he discovers that whoever's name he writes in it will die. Is killed.
And that happens all the time.
And the whole thing is about very quickly. It's a really good crime drama because like this team of police officers and detectives are like trying to figure out who's doing this, and they're trying to bait him out. And it's this whole cat and mouse game.
So it's a serious drama.
And he's like at the same time trying to learn their names to kill them. It's a serious drama that's maybe a little over dramatic, but actually quite enjoyable.
Anime?
It's anime. So you have to get around the fact that everyone is drawn in the anime style. But it's not about the artwork. It's more about the interesting story and how they... It's really a good crime drama. It's a little like Dexter, if you ever watch that.
How many episodes?
37.
Holy fuck. How long are the episodes?
20-something minutes each. So not that long.
And what year is it from?
2007.
I just wish it wasn't... And if it was real life, I'm in.
Well, they don't have a real life version.
Okay, next weird news segment or recent segment.
What about you? I just did a little thingy.
You have like 26 of these news segments.
No, well, I don't. I can... What? No, I didn't.
What happened to Han Swansong? No, what happened to that one that we debated the title of it?
Haunt Handy Hints? Oh, yeah. The Little Misconception?
No, quickly, give us a Haunt Handy Hint.
Little Misconception?
No, wait. Our audience is hurting. No.
Oh, here's Haunt Handy Hint for this week.
Thank you. We need hints.
Here's the hint. Well, fellows and ladies, this is a little personal, but
is this
I
douche?
Feel like...
If you're doing douche, I'm out.
It is douche.
Okay, I'm out.
Okay, well, you said... It's not about douching, actually, but it's similar. It's a serious subject matter.
This is a new thing. I'm proud this is our worst episode.
Well, I'm schwitzed. What do you want?
I'm not embarrassed or apologizing.
There's like
I'm
an glad. Echo.
This is what you get
here
for not
humid.
Emailing us, not telling your friends about us, for getting our cards at conventions and whatever, and then just fucking throwing it out. This is what you earned. Thank you very much. Go on.
Why are you so upset? Anyway, my hint.
I'm not upset. I'm proud right now.
For those of you like
this is
me,
what you get.
Go middle-aged. It's time to face up the facts and realize
this is about
toilet paper just doesn't cut it anymore. Or rather, it cuts a little too much.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just saying...
Hold on.
Get yourself
toilet paper is no longer good? What's going on with your ass? I don't understand this.
Toilet paper... Okay, here's the hint. Let me just say the hint.
Okay.
And then we can work backwards.
Or at least backside.
Yes. That was a joke. Use flushable wet wipes for cleaning your nether regions.
Anus.
You'll be cleaner. Cleaner is the big one. But also, it's more gentle on the skin in that area.
So you have anal problems all the time. And you need this kind of relief that the rest of society... And you're saying age was a factor. But no, it's your weird bum. Right?
It's not... I'm saying other people may also experience irritation down there. I mean, if you think about it, using paper and you're wiping until... What? Until the paper doesn't
have
poo on it?
Brown to
continue. I know, but it's like, is that clean? And is that
or
like...
Or red if things are
is that, is that good for your ass? No, get some wet wipes.
Whoa, let's keep the swears out of this.
And if you're worried you still want to use toilet paper, then just mix them up. Use wet wipe, then toilet paper, wet... Whatever method works for you. Just,
I don't think...
This is...
I think you're talking about a small portion of society.
Anyway, you'll be cleaner and you'll
be more
comfortable. It's more
expensive, right?
It'll be slightly more expensive.
Slightly?
The wet wipes are less than a nickel each, so...
And how much is this 4 squares of toilet paper?
I have no idea. I assume less than a penny, but...
So it's five
times
more.
Yeah, you're
going to
be spending more money, but it's not like thousands of dollars. It's like, you know, $20 or $30 a year. I don't know what it is.
I don't know about that. The way I shit?
You're one to speak. You have your own method that you don't want to get into, I know.
What? I have a method?
You have a system.
Well, I find that if you... After you go to the bathroom, after you shit from your ass, if you go to the shower and just clean up...
Yeah, you douche. You spray it with water. Not everyone has that luxury.
I'm not upside down.
Or interested in doing that.
It's not a weird jet.
Okay, so you have water.
I guess that's my system. That's...
You have water.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a
good old
sure.
H2O.
That's Dave's handy hint, and I have mine, and never.
Now, what's the difference between the anus and the rectum? Do you know?
I don't know.
Neither do I. We should find that out. We'll do research. What do we got here?
You asked, I told.
A time to hate. I have a quick time to hate.
Go do it.
What?
Do it.
Oh, they said don't do it.
Do it. No, I didn't say don't.
I hate people, I don't know why I hate this, people who unnecessarily use automatic doors.
What does that even mean?
Like, you know how there's the handicap doors that'll automatically open the door?
Oh, I see.
People who are certainly capped use it anyways.
Certainly able-bodied. And
often
they
they're Asian. I don't want to be racist. I do want to... Hold on, what am I
okay,
to say?
Why does this bother you?
That's I don't get that. I guess it's wasting electricity, but even that's not even a real thing.
Because you don't care about people wasting electricity.
I just don't like how people take advantage of any possible thing that
that makes life easier for them?
I don't know why it bothers me.
This is like similar to the escalator down escalator thing.
That's yeah, you're right. It's very similar. It's the same class of I don't know why it bothers me.
You
but
don't
it
want
does.
People to be spending effort when you yourself hold yourself to an idea where effort is required.
I don't know why it bothers. I wish I knew why it bothered me.
It shouldn't.
Yeah, almost everything I hate shouldn't. Okay. To give us that weird segment that I hate the name of that you've changed.
Oh, we're still doing this? Okay. As you know, it used to be Little Misconception, but due to popular demand, it is now temporarily, at least for now, called A Swing and a Misconception.
Lame, but better.
Okay, that's a little nod to
And this
to
is like a
baseball.
Myth, fact, revelation kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a popular misconception, which... Actually,
okay, so
well,
I,
obviously it's a misconception.
I don't
it's
have
a,
any,
belief
I don't
that
have
it's
any
actually a misconception.
This name, let it be on the record, unlike the previous name.
So this one is...
Where I was very, very qualmed. But this time,
following in the spirit
okay.
of the most boring podcast we've ever done, Christopher Columbus...
And I'm proud of it. I'm proud of this boring podcast.
Okay. Christopher Columbus never reached any land that now forms part of mainland United States of America. Most of his landings were in the Caribbean islands.
Say it again.
He never reached mainland USA.
Good old CC. What yeah. about him?
He never touched on mainland
But people
United
think
States.
He did.
People, well, they have Columbus Day in the States because he discovered America.
He was right? in the Mayflower. I'm mixing up things here.
No, he was in the Nina Pinta and the Santa Maria.
I heard you have a movie look.
No.
I thought you had one.
No, you misheard.
Okay, I have a, from the makers of Movie Look, a TV look.
Ooh. Is this a Netflix look?
Yes.
Netflix fix?
Should I have done that for Netflix fix?
Yeah, maybe.
Inadvertently, I have my own Netflix fix.
Okay.
And that is the series The Killing, specifically season 3. Have you heard of The Killing?
I don't know what that is.
So the answer to my question would be no.
Okay.
It is a... drama, hour-long episode kind of thing. Well, 48 minutes. Where there's like a murder mystery. Like, who killed Rosie Larson was the tagline of the first season.
That was you.
I think it was on AMC or something, or a show, whatever. But now it's on Netflix. So, the big complaint, similar to Twin Peaks, actually, was they didn't wrap up the mystery after the first season, after 12 episodes or 13 episodes. So everyone got up in arms, and then only at the end of the second season did they finally wrap it up. Everyone was pissed off. 24 episodes of the way to find out who killed this little girl, who was actually in her mid to late teens, if not 20s. I kind of liked it overall. I liked who done it, and it was okay.
Is this a British show?
No, it's actually based off a Danish show. It's like a British, an American remake of a Danish thing.
Good.
Or something. Norwegian, yada yada.
Those
Japan.
Are different countries.
Shut up. One of those regions or areas. Anyways, but season 3, I didn't know there was one. It was like 8 episodes.
Short.
And the entire mystery solved, and it was...
Sweet.
It was great. It was way... No. It was amazing, which was better than the first 2 seasons combined. Like,
do you need, okay, here's my question for you then. Do
no,
I need to see the
no,
first 2 seasons?
Absolutely not. There's literally, other than the fact that they kissed once, the detective and her partner, there's no tie over. There's no continuation or anything.
So I won't miss anything.
All the characters
I can
in the first season,
third.
Other than the two main people, there's no one else. There's
so
no,
I can just start from the third,
yes.
and I'll be like...
And I want you to, that's my... demand of you.
The Killing.
Yes.
Nice. I don't like killings, but okay.
And it was a...
Even though I watched Death Note.
And there's a lot of twists and turns that were surprising and exciting and done very well.
Thanks for spoiling it.
And they are... And The Killing Season 3 was on... Oh my god, we're like a minute, an hour and 10 minutes. The Killing Season 3 was on a network.
Okay.
So it has like commercial breaks, but are just... No breaks on Netflix, right? But a black, fade to black kind of thing.
Right.
Netflix has
introduced,
bought, or created a fourth season, 6 episodes. It's already done. It starts August 1st. And because it was never aired on regular TV, they're longer. They're like almost an hour. Then there's like full hour, no like commercial break points and stuff. So there'll be a fourth season, a new mystery.
Like, and you're looking forward to it.
Yeah, because, well, definitely. Season 3 was a great, 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 it like kind of a, I guess 45 minutes, so 7 hour, 6 hour.
This episode is full movie of math and boring facts.
No, so you recommend that Death Book?
Death Note.
Death Note. I recommend The Killing. A lot of death and destruction in there.
It's fascinating for people.
Okay,
who are new, among the living.
Nerd, in the interest of time, Nerd Alert, which will definitely apply in a few days, I'll do next time. Skip to Blather, I'll do next time. It'll more apply actually on Sunday.
Aren't we just doing our parting thoughts?
In my society, I'm just thinking segments that I have already for next time.
That hurts. Well, you'll just have to tune in for next time. Episode.
Okay, so 40. I'll do my part. Mine are always dumb and made up.
And yours mine are boring.
Provoked and boring. I thought I did this one before, but I searched our site. I didn't seem to.
Okay.
My parting thought is consider, colon. So I want you to consider this. Okay?
Considering?
Do you have your consideration hat on?
Considering. Ready? Operation commenced.
Soup for breakfast.
You have done it.
Not according to our website.
Okay.
Maybe I mentioned it in another thing.
Okay. Soup for breakfast.
Consider it. Don't laugh it off. Why?
Am I sick?
No. Why do you think soup and sick have to go together? An old Jewish myth?
Soup for breakfast.
Consider it. Don't have it if you don't want, but consider it.
Where am I going to get this magical...
This store. Okay, do you have a parting thought?
Here's my boring parting thought.
Hold on. Anyone who doesn't like boring things can turn off the podcast now.
Yep.
And make some soup.
There you go. Here it goes. Don't let your goals define you. No, that's not it. Beware of looking for goals in life. Look
is this
for
this World Cup?
Yep. look for a way of life. Decide how you want to live, and then see what you can do to make a living within that way of life.
Okay. Now, just a quick note. Han doesn't in any way ever follow that.
No.
No. Good night. Thanks
for coming
to our home. To listen to
we appreciate
our
feedback.
Podcast.
Han at DavidHanshow.com and David at
DavidHanshow.com. But we'll let it go this time.
It's kind of echoey.
Your face is more echoey than mine.
Echoey than yours.
What? You think it's echoey in here?
Isn't it? A little?
Well, there's carpet, so I think it's the opposite of echo. Isn't it the sound get, like, sucked up? Kinky. Okay, so let's play this back. Ego, this is a second test of the sound.
Just thanks testing for speaking out the silence.
Like a dummy in the headlights.
I was testing out how silence.
You're stuck in the headlights of a car.
I want to hear the sound of silence.
The deer was driving the car.
Simon Garfunkel.
What?